I'm Mary Walter alongside Brian Wilson and a very special guest.
That's right, a very special guest.
I never get to see.
That's John Matthews has made his way in from WMAL newsroom.
I'm a special guest. Your standards have gone way down.
Well, that goes
but that's
without
okay.
Saying.
Well, seriously, look where we are.
Yeah, now, well, that's true.
You are special to me.
All right, so let's talk about, we asked you to come in here because we've got the NFL draft going on.
Right.
And the Redskins, of course, did their first round pick. Fill us in how it went and what we ended up with.
Well, here is the commissioner of the NFL, Roger Goodell.
With the 17th pick in the 2017 NFL draft, the Washington Redskins select Jonathan Allen, defensive end, Alabama.
By all accounts, the Redskins got away with a steal. The conventional wisdom for this draft was that it is very heavy with quality defensive players, and it was thought that a lot of defensive players would be going off the board quickly. Jonathan Allen, who is a two-time first-team All-SEC player at Alabama.
Alabama
was... considered to be one of the top five prospects by just about everyone. However, in the NFL, everyone is so scared about offense. In the first 10 picks, you had three quarterbacks, three teams trade up to get quarterbacks. There were two running backs who were taken in the first dozen picks or so, and all of that pushed the great defensive players down in the draft.
They were available, yeah.
They were available. Allen, by all accounts, was one of the top studs on the Alabama defense. He won the Bronco Nagurski Award last year for the top defender in college football, and he was really considered by all accounts. And you can if you Google around today and look at what the NFL evaluators are saying, every single one of them are saying the Redskins got an absolute steal.
Yeah, and he's from Leesburg.
He's from Leesburg. Yeah. He went to Stonebridge High School, which is in Ashburn, so he certainly knows where Redskins Park is. He's not going to get lost getting there.
Right.
And it's a great opportunity and a homecoming for him.
Yeah, and you look, the Redskins, you know, they have the Kirk Cousins. Although I heard some talk yesterday that some people were talking about that there might even be a trade of Kirk Cousins. That's not going to happen, is it?
Well, no, and actually, it was very interesting to watch the first round of the draft, and now that we're past the first round of the draft, it pretty much cements the fact that Kirk Cousins is going nowhere because there's no capital left to trade for Kirk Cousins. All the first round picks are gone.
But we were 28th in defense last year. This is where we really need to improve.
And absolutely last against the run. And Jonathan Allen's going to come in and be a run stuffer. The Redskins have always been kind of getting by with B-minus, C-plus defensive lineman. He's the stud who's going to come in and block the or stuff the middle of the line, and he'll be a good pass rusher as well. He'll line up with Ryan Kerrigan and be very strong against the pass.
He seems like a very humble young man as well.
He is, and everybody's saying he's one of those first class citizen types. He did the tour up at ESPN last week in Bristol, and all of the hosts were saying how impressed they were with how poised and mature he was. He could have come out last year as a junior in college and been a first-round pick by all acclaims, but he was told that he could improve his game if he would stay in another year, and he ended up being perhaps the best defensive player in the nation last season.
So what do they do in round two, round three, et cetera?
Well, they're still, they still have a lousy defense, and they will continue to work on that. However, the next offensive position that seems to be up is running back. Rob Kelly, who was drafted like in the sixth round last year, or drafted really low, he was a surprise to come in and carry the ball for the Skins, but I don't think that they're putting a whole lot of eggs in that basket. I think that they would be looking for a stud running back if they can find one. They're still looking for a free safety, more help in the secondary on defense, and you can't get enough quality linebackers, so they'll be looking and see what talent is there as well. Now, today is the second and third round of the draft.
Right.
And then tomorrow they'll do rounds 4 through 7.
All right. So, as they always say, best available player, right?
Well, that's what they say with the first one. Now, as things players continue to come off the board, they will they will take a look at more at need. I don't think that you're probably not going to see quarterback be a factor for the Redskins. If they do choose one, it's not going to be somebody who will play instead of Kirk Cousins. Certainly at this point, the deal with Cousins has essentially been sealed now. And what was really interesting though is to look ahead to next season. The team that's considered to be most interested in Kirk Cousins is the San Francisco 49ers.
Right.
They had the number two pick last night. They could have picked Mitchell Trubisky from North Carolina, who ended up being traded. That pick ended up being traded to Chicago, who took him with the second pick. And basically, San Francisco, I think they took defensive players with all three of their first-round picks last night, which basically signals we're going to wait for a quarterback. So that could really be a signal that perhaps they think Kirk Cousins will be in play after the season.
Really? I don't know. We'll see.
We'll see what happens.
I think there'll be a lot of upset people at that.
Oh, there will be a lot of upset people, but, you know, the Redskins have to put up $24 million a season for Cousins, and their last offer was at 20, and they haven't moved, and neither is Cousins. So
well, they
we'll
had better pony up the money, because from what I understand, Brian has a Kirk Cousins jersey.
That's
so,
right. Yes.
You know, and he ain't buying a new one.
No.
So they better pony up that money.
It's all about my jersey. John, thank you so much. And
thank you, John.
We may tap into you again as we go forward and see how things are going.
Very good.
Let me just, while we have about a minute left here, let me go through the other sports news of interest and note. Of course, the Capitals playoff round two against the Penguins. We hate the Penguins.
Yeah, it didn't go well.
The Penguins always have our number, and that they lost the first game of the second round to the Penguins 3-2. It was seen as a matchup between Crosby and Ovechkin, and I guess in the end it was Crosby who prevailed. So the next game, game two, is Saturday night. And again, this is the time where we all worry as Caps fans, because the Penguins seem to always have our number.
One thing that seemed to have been of contention was no penalties called against the Penguins. Mm. And Ovechkin tweeted out, no penalties against their side. Sometimes stuff happens. You just have to fight through it and put it back in. So
and then the
he's
Nats.
Shrugging it off.
I'm sorry. The Nats are on the road, and they're still playing the Rockies. And last night, an unbelievable number of home runs and an unbelievable of runs batted in. The final score of that game was, you ready? 16-5. The Nats beat the Rockies 16-5. At one point, they were up 14 points, and I saw somebody tweet out, the Nats are currently two touchdowns ahead of the Rockies. So it was like a football score. My gosh.